Yeah, you can just stay if you're not interested.
So, now that the war is in the occupation phase, what kind of tactics will groups like Direct Action and other ones involved in anti-war movement use to get their message across?
I can't really speak about Direct Action. I mostly specialize in defense issues in the military-industrial complex. I was a journalist working on that for more than 9 years. So I could talk mostly about military-industrial complex issues.
Right. What would you like to tell the people about the politicians who receive money from these companies? Like, you know anything about that?
Well, most military contracts are evenly spread out in most congressional districts, so that they have an enormous amount of control. If you actually look at the congressional record on debates over military weapons systems, you find out that, for example, the arguments that are made have nothing to do with whether these weapons have any strategic value. They're always about jobs. They're always about jobs. When you interview people in the Navy, high up in the Navy, say, why do we need another aircraft carrier? An aircraft carrier costs $13 billion with the convoy that's set to go along to protect it. And they usually say, we don't. You know, we were building aircraft carriers when we already had four times as many as the Soviets. So there's no real strategy, rhyme, or reason behind it except for money.
What do you think about the current deals that Lockheed Martin has gotten, like the deal to sell 44 F-16 jets to Poland? What's behind that?
I don't really know much about that, but most of what's behind the whole incorporating more countries into NATO is being able to sell more hardware, because that's the condition.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about money. It's about follow the money. And the other vicious aspect of the whole military-industrial complex is called a revolving door. Have you already had people explain to you about that? Okay. So I think what most Americans really need to do, first of all, for people to read or watch or look at indie media, they really have to understand the only way we're going to build a political movement is start talking to strangers. We have to stop talking to people like us and people talk to people that we don't know that are different than us, you know, in bookstores, in supermarkets, in classes, at home, our parents, friends of our parents, and just give them facts. Just give them facts. Don't try to persuade them. Just give them facts. And one of them is that the 50 cents of every dollar is going to the military. You know, for most, and half of that is for hardware we don't need. Some of it, of course, is necessary for veterans' benefits and that sort of stuff.
My last question is, do you think the current strike in Texas from the Machinist Union at the F-16 plant, will it have any effect on the production of these planes?
I don't know.
And, Israel.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But it's interesting that we're the biggest arms trader in the world, and most of it goes to dictatorships. So to say that this country and the people working here are for helping freedom and democracy is one of the biggest lies there is.